This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hudson has the sign now from Gomes. Coming set. Looks like they want to go in. Here's the kick now. The pitch, fastball, is hit in the air to left center field. Robles calling for it. He's under and waiting. And he makes the catch! He makes the catch! Bang! Soon go the fireworks! A National League Championship winning! Curly W is in the books! And for the first time since 1933, we'll have a World Series in the nation's capital!
Here's the way this is done. You take your right hand, you put your palm facing toward yourself.
All right.
I want you to take the pinky, the ring finger, and the middle finger. I want you to put them down.
Okay.
You're left with essentially what looks like an L.
It looks almost like a firearm in hand form.
I want you to point it.
Okay.
I want you to do it with your other hand as well.
All right.
I want you to walk down the street today just pointing it, folks. It's a Hall & Oates Double Guns Wednesday on Grant and Danny.
Tell the people why, Grant Harrison Paulson.
The Washington Nationals are headed to the World Series. The same Washington Nationals who were 19-31.
Those very same.
The same Nationals who fired their manager on May 24th, Davey Martinez.
Uh-huh.
The same Nationals who blew out their general manager and team president, Mike Rizzo, on May 24th. The same Nats who would, with an interim GM and an interim manager soon thereafter, trade Sean Doolittle, trade Max Scherzer, trade Anthony Rendon.
You're going to lose them anyway.
All in late June. They are on to the World Series. They had the best stretch of 120 games in franchise history. They had the best stretch of 120 games other than the Dodgers once in the history of the National League. Danny, they've won 16 of 18. You are right now either the pavement or you're the Nationals, and they are steamrolling through the senior circuit. Next stop, World Series Game 1 in 6 days.
Sometimes you're the windshield and sometimes you're the bug. With all due respect to the St. Louis Cardinals, your ass is the bug this time. I hope that plane flight was silent. I hope you stewed in your failure because it was not your time. It's been your time 11 times before. Good for you. It ain't this year. Take it on back to St. Louis. There is a new sheriff in town. The Washington Nationals are going to the World Series. Say it out loud to yourself a bunch of times. Every once in a while, you're in a meeting. Write it down on your legal pad where you take your notations about your at your dumb meeting, at your meaningless job. Because you know what has meaning today? The Washington Nationals are going to the World Series. Thank you very much, Daryl and John. You sing it for me. There are
April
a bunch of teams.
14th, 2005.
Uh-huh.
April 14th, 2005. First game in Nationals history is played in front of President George W. Bush at crappy RFK Stadium.
I thought it was a very nice stadium. I stadiumized it. I sat down on my seats, seatified.
Fat starting pitcher Levon Hernandez throws 8 shutout innings.
He was overweight.
Vinny Castilla is denied a chance to hit for the cycle.
He kind of had a mullet.
Because Lance Cormier hit him with a pitch in the bottom of the 8th. Chad Cordero gets the save.
That the Chief!
Day one in Nationals history.
Throwing 89 with a slider. Times have changed.
There was a lot of bad baseball after that.
Oh, buddy.
102 losses in 2008. Led to the first overall pick in the 09 draft, Steven Strasburg. 103 losses in 2009. And then an average in the years thereafter of about 90 losses for a couple of seasons. But since 2012, the process has been great. It worked. They developed internally. They groomed their own talent. The Nationals made the playoffs for the first time in 12, and since then have made the playoffs in 5 of 8 seasons. They've been a mainstay in the postseason. Danny, only the Dodgers have more wins than Washington in that time. They have 8 straight winning seasons. Only the Yankees and the Dodgers in Major League Baseball, 3 teams other than the Nats, have done that.
Yep.
Finally, the process, which has been excellent, has been rewarded. Congratulations to Mark Lerner and ownership, to Mike Rizzo in the front office, to Davey Martinez and his field staff, and to these players. They have given D.C. a gift. They will be playing in the World Series.
Players, front office, scouts, analytics guys and gals, the entire organization take a bow today.
There's some guy, I don't even know who he is, who works for Johnny DePuglia, who runs the international staff, who saw Victor Robles running around in the Dominican at 16 and said,
"That guy,
I'll take him." There's some guy who saw Juan Soto at 15 years old and said, I'm interested in this guy.
In between bites of Burger King to feed his pot belly, gave a call back to HQ and said, "Hey, there's a kid with a stick down here you might want to take a gander at."
There's a dude who looks 28 who's going to mash in the playoffs. He's going to go left on left on Josh Hader in the wild card. He's given up 8 hits to lefties all year.
One single since June.
Ring. Answer the phone, you're Rizzo. Ring.
Hey, how's it going? Mike Rizzo.
Hey, I'm that scout in the Dominican. I don't know his name. I just ate a cheeseburger. I'm a little bit overweight. How's it going?
I'm
going
to call you Pete. How's it going, Pete?
It's Pete. Everything's good. Listen, there's a kid who doesn't have any facial hair, and he is in school all day long because he's just a boy.
All right.
But he's going to hit a bomb off Clayton Kershaw in the 8th inning of the NLCS when he's 20.
You mean Hall of Fame pitcher Clayton Kershaw?
To send you to the damn league championship series.
I want to know something. Is he the kind of guy who doesn't have a good first couple games and stays in the batting cage till midnight with the hitting coach? Yeah, that's that dude.
I'm just telling
you. About Juan Soto. Sorry.
Kevin Long yesterday tells me that story that he goes, "Yeah, man." I said, "Soto's got to get right. What's going on with him?" He said, "I think he'll be better today." By the way, he hit a bunch of balls on the screws.
Yeah.
He was great last night. And I'm going, "Why?" He goes, "Well, let's just say this. He came up to me after the game last night. We went to the cage till this morning." I said, "Wait a second. The game ended at like 11:40 last night." So think about that. Juan Soto pulled a Deshaun Watson. The only difference is he didn't do it out on the field for everyone to see. He didn't want any attention. There were no media members there.
I like, by the way, that Kevin Long was like, "I'm going to do it real subtle. Let's just say in code." No, he hit in the cage until his fingers bled in the morning.
You can be all right.
Love it.
Ryan Zimmerman.
Go ahead. Hey, baby.
Where are you, Ryan Zimmerman? Have you woken up yet?
You sleep it off, big cat.
You were at the Salt Line, your restaurant that you own because you have money and you own things.
You're a staple of D.C., brother.
Ryan Zimmerman, 15 years, the first pick in this organization's history in 2005, 4th overall, is headed to the World Series. Howie Kendrick.
Howie Kendrick, everybody.
Where are you, Howie Kendrick? Are you still asleep? Are you drooling into a pillow right now? Howie Kendrick with 5 extra base hits in the LCS. Half dozen hits in this series. 9 RBI in 9 games going into last night for Howard. He's your NLCS MVP.
Rightfully so.
Sean Doolittle.
Dude!
Are they booing? Are they booing?
I need to clarify something. They're not booing.
Seriously, he came in last night. I got to say this.
Yeah.
When he came in, everyone booed him last night.
I understand why you may think that.
Okay.
They're not booing. They're doing.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? Do. It sounds like boo.
Sean Doolittle.
Do.
Terrible earlier this year.
Remember?
He forgot everything.
Remember?
He had a bad knee. His velocity was gone. He was Henry Rowan Gardner after he slipped on the baseball the second time. He was about to do the underhand pitch that no one's seen since Scuffy McGee.
Pitcher's got a big butt.
Sean Doolittle again. What a time for Doo to come back from the dead and be Sean Doolittle
again. How about some get-right juice? How about him crashing interviews with a lightsaber? Bring me that. Put it into my veins.
Daniel Hudson.
Huddy. Oh, boy, Huddy.
Old Dominion product from Virginia Beach, you. You, Daniel Hudson, you.
Hey, Dad.
Daniel Hudson was cut by the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. They should have more names, by the way. More qualifiers to their team name. The day before they broke spring training. He got picked up at the start of the season by the Toronto Blue Jays, who are terrible.
Yes, they are.
They took a flyer on him because they said, we're so bad it doesn't matter if Daniel Hudson's bad too.
What do we care?
And then he was good. And then they traded him to Washington to be pretty good for them.
Success story for Toronto. Good for you guys. Yay.
Except that he became the closer on a World Series bound team. And he's now getting some of the biggest outs in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Just pitching his way through bubble guts in the ninth inning. Throwing 97 on the black.
How about, can I do a little clappy?
Clap it up.
Tanner Rainey.
Tanner Rainey in the first segment?
You grows up. Here's why. Because I like the theme that you're going with here. Cincinnati, hey, we like this kid's arm. We're tired of dealing with this. I don't want to do this anymore. We're sick of trying to make you throw strikes. We can't trust you. We'll spin you for a veteran that we'll later spin ourselves who we don't really care about in Tanner Roark. How about you trot in a deciding game in the National League Championship Series and retire the side in order? How about that ascension? How about a guy that was a Triple-A Timmy who couldn't throw strikes, quote-unquote, to trusted reliever in the National League Championship Series? Atta baby.
Remember when we were at a charity event not long ago? And we had to say nice things about everyone as we introduced them.
Yep.
And so one by one, I go, oh, this guy is going to end up striking out 102 batters in 82 innings. And then after all these qualifiers,
we go,
a two-time All-Star, a former MVP. We go through the whole list, right? Yeah. And then Danny goes, Yan Gomes is here.
That's what I said.
Yan Gomes is here, everyone.
I said that.
You couldn't even muster a positive thought. Remember when he drove in the first run of the LCS and had two hits in game one. Yeah. Remember when he had a run-scoring hit in the first inning last night.
Yeah.
You reassess your Yan Gomes is here right now. Yan Gomes, everybody. We're just getting started.
Gomes is here.
We'll clap it up for everyone on the roster. We got 4 hours and nothing but time.
Again, I look bad in that story.
We're not going anywhere. Where are you guys at? The Washington Nationals. Those Washington Nationals. Worst record in the NL other than the Marlins at 19-31. Manager needs to be fired. GM doesn't know what he's doing. Coaching staff's in over their skis. Players are too old. Trade everybody. Those Nationals are headed to the World Series. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan.
An incredible run. We also have some hardware to give out for the most valuable player of the NLCS.
Yeah, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, the MVP of the NLCS, the truck, Howie Kendrick.
Yeah!
Congratulations.
Not bad for a 36-year-old who was acquired for almost nothing, who ruptured his Achilles tendon last year and a lot of people thought would never play baseball again. Remember when we were at spring training for our annual trip? Well, one thing that happened while we were down there is Howie Kendrick kept taking pictures of us interviewing people.
Which was so cool.
Because he's an amateur photographer, and he was just giving guys pictures of the young players on the team being interviewed for the first time at spring training, which was kind of neat. But everyone kept talking about what a big deal it was that they had Howie Kendrick back. And I remember you and I kind of having this conversation where we're thinking, aren't they overdoing the Howie Kendrick angle a little bit?
It was really... I'm trying to figure out what the right word is, but it was very noticeable. Independently, this wasn't like we sat five guys down in a panel and they just came to a consensus where they go, oh, yeah, we all missed Howie. Multiple people across 2 days, whether it was Davey Martinez, whether it was Trey Turner, whether it was Anthony Rendon, Ryan Zimmerman, Max Scherzer, Adam Eaton, everybody independently brought up how much they missed Howie the year before. And we kind of... It didn't equate to us. It didn't quite make that much sense. Well, after the year he's had, now it does. Now it fits. That's a weapon, right? That's a guy that he can't do it 162 times, right? Just physically at this stage, coming off the injury, et cetera.
There's a lot of players like that on this roster.
Yeah, but multiple times
Suzuki.
A week, you get a 340 hitter. Just a jolt in your lineup. Squaring balls up, great at bats.
MVP of a league championship series.
Wow.
The Nats are on to the World Series. Gotta say, last night, Nationals Park again was on absolute fire. I've been covering the series on a national level for MLB Network Radio, and because I'm around these hosts who basically drop in series to series from around the country, I have a great perspective on how they're viewing the ballpark compared to some of the others they've been in. They were at Chavez Ravine in Los Angeles. They were in St. Louis at Busch Stadium. They've been on the American League side in some of these ballparks. And they're all blown away by Nats Park. And so am I, by the way. You know, all year long, we've had this kind of back and forth, and people get upset. This is all kind of anybody's ever wanted. Now, you can't get this in the regular season. Nobody's saying that. But what you want is investment and buy-in and fans to be engaged and to care. And I'll tell you, I talked to Anthony Rendon last night in the clubhouse. And he is oftentimes very snide and kind of cynical about the fan base and the turnout, as you know. And I said, were you impressed? And he said, yeah, absolutely. This was awesome. It was the first time I've really heard him just kind of admit it. In fact,
it's like he almost like relented. He was like, okay, yeah, it was awesome.
I talked to him before game three. Okay, so this is after the wild card frenzy. This is after two games in the division series, one of which was sold out, both of which were great environments. And before game three, the first LCS game in Nats Park history, I said, what are you anticipating? This is going to be one of the crazier environments you've ever played in. And he said, his quote was, we'll believe it when we see it. I mean, he has kind of challenged the fan base every step of the way as someone who's contemplating if he's going to sign here or not. And after the game last night, he said, yeah, that was great. That was fun.
Can't hurt, right? It can't hurt in the effort to bring back one of the best players in franchise history. It can't hurt to bring back a guy that strikes fear in opponents' hearts. Right now, the advanced scouts for both the Astros and Yankees, by the way, the Nationals will play one of them in the World Series. I want to make that very clear. They're going, what do? We got to make sure that guy doesn't beat us. They're trying to figure that out. We've got the weapon. The Washington Nationals have the guy that opposing managers have to work around, have to figure out a plan for. Nobody's got it right yet. Good. You try to bust him in, good luck there. Out over the plate, good luck. He'll spit on your breaking ball. What else you got? Keep coming with different stuff. He's going to put the ball in play and hit it sharply.
His league championship series, as if he needed to make more money, only raised his star. 5 of 12, hit .417 in four games, drove in a pair of runs and got walked four times. He was on base the entire series. I hope if you guys were at the ballpark last night, you took a moment for yourself to just think about how far this whole thing has come. I found myself in the seventh inning last night, sitting there, thinking about my walk to the ballpark yesterday. You know, walking by a bunch of restaurants and bars that didn't used to exist.
Didn't exist, man.
My dad worked at 80 M Street in Southeast for years. He worked in Crystal City, then moved over here to the Navy Yard. And at 80 M Street, which is essentially, it's like the building right across from Gordon Biersch. He used to be escorted to his car when he was done working by a security guard with like a machine gun around his neck.
Right.
I mean, this was such a terrible part of town. It was so bad. There was nothing here. It was unsafe to walk around in the middle of the day.
Yeah, we're on top right now. The building we're in used to be home of a notorious nightclub run by drug lords where there were constant murders. Like every 15 minutes, somebody was getting killed right here.
Yesterday, I'm debating between 30 restaurants to eat in my couple hours between shows as I'm going over to Nats Park. And the entire downtown was hopping the entire way with everyone clad in red. And then you get into the park and the environment during the game. There's no scoreboard telling you when to cheer. There's no two strikes sign being held up in front of the dugout by Terrence saying, stand up. It was the real deal, man.
Yeah, it was glorious.
And I hope people enjoyed that and they saw what it can look like. The Nationals are no longer baseball's baby. They're all grown up. At year 15, they are going to the World Series. Clap it up. We'll continue. Some of the people that need to be called out and endorsed. Some of the people that need their attaboys. Next, 800-636-1067 is the number. We're taking your calls as the Nats are National League champions for the first time in team history for Grant and Danny.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Shh. Sean Doolittle, boys and girls, was waving his lightsaber in the clubhouse last night. The Washington Nationals bullpen needed to get four innings of outs last night before it gave up three runs. I mentioned that to Doolittle. Before I got done with the question last night, I'm going, I thought it was fitting, Sean. I love this. You guys have a starter not work deep for the first time, and it's a three-run lead to protect for four innings, and he just starts screaming. He goes, yeah! Yeah, how about that Nationals bullpen? He was good. Hudson was good.
I love him so
Rainey
much.
Rainey was nasty. Wham, bam, thanks for coming.
And then when this whole thing's over, Doolittle and I get an apartment together. We just figure out the logistics later. We just worry about it later. We each have lightsabers we can bring to the table.
It was so casual.
So casual.
A sweep.
Sweep.
Think about how easy that was. I hate to say it that way. You realize they never trailed in this series.
No. They definitely did. You have to look back, right? There was a time where the Cardinals scored first. No, they didn't.
36 innings were played in this series. The Nats trailing. Led 31 of them. Five were 0-0. They didn't get into the fourth inning in a 0-0 game at any point. They took early leads in every game. They never trailed. There might have been, were there three high-leverage innings? Seriously. Last night, I would count the Daniel Hudson eighth-inning jam as a high-leverage inning.
Yeah.
Maybe you count the ninth as high-leverage. There's one or two others, possibly. They dominated the Cardinals. They swatted them away like they were the champions of the Eastern League, and they got to jump up a couple levels and take on a big-league team in the playoffs to see how they fared. The Dodgers, 106 wins. Thanks for playing. Thanks for trying. The best team doesn't always win. But for those five games in the division series, thanks to Steven Strasburg and Max Scherzer and Aníbal Sanchez, the Nationals were. And they're on to the World Series. We're taking your calls, 800-636-1067. I've mentioned this a lot, Danny. I think one of the keys to this team is the age of this group. I'm just going to real quick rattle off some ages. This doesn't really happen around baseball. Ryan Zimmerman, 35. Max Scherzer, 35. Howie Kendrick, 36. Fernando Rodney, 42. Aníbal Sanchez, 35. Daniel Hudson, 32. Sean Doolittle, 33. Strasburg, 31. Corbin, 30. Gomes, 32. Suzuki, 36. Asdrubal Cabrera, 33. Brian Dozier, 32. Adam Eaton, 30. Gerardo Parra, 32. Now, you got a great young core. Trey Turner, Victor Robles, Juan Soto, Anthony Rendon. You know, guys in their 20s that the whole thing's built around. But the veterans in this clubhouse are what kept this entire thing together.
And it's, again, this is very Moneyball. And it's, think about it this way. The crux of Moneyball with Billy Beane and the Oakland Athletics, a team on a fraction of the budget of the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Dodgers, and these big market clubs, how do you compete? What's the most efficient way to figure out a way to compete with these teams that have higher payrolls than you? And the Nationals' payroll isn't small, but bear with me for a second. The whole league is going one very specific direction, right? Kids, guys on rookie deals, guys with team control, guys with who are eligible, where you can keep the cost down. You'd rather have a guy at 22 making $600,000 than a guy at 32 making $6 million. And if you get similar production, that's great value. Well, here's what the Nationals did. They sensed that there was a soft spot in the market for the Brian Doziers, for the Howie Kendricks, for the Matt Adamses. $4 million for 20 homers for Matt Adams. Huge hits for this team all season long. You wouldn't take that? That's a bargain, bro. Think about guys out of their bullpen. Same style. Think about Aníbal Sanchez, a guy that pretty much nobody wanted despite putting up a career year last year in Atlanta.
By the way, I talked to somebody with the team this week. Little nugget for you. There apparently was a pretty big internal debate between Aníbal Sanchez and Wade Miley.
Wade Miley.
That was the discussion. I think they made the right call.
Yeah, I'm gonna go out on a limb. Now, Wade Miley pitched pretty well for Houston this year.
From what I can gather, they may have even made an offer to Wade Miley that he didn't accept.
Thank goodness.
Thank God for that.
Thank goodness Aníbal is here.
Blow that whistle during the Congo line.
Tried to say it the way he told us how to say it. I'll never get it.
Yeah. How do you say your name? Aníbal.
And we're like,
No. Like, how should we say it?
Like, how should we say it? He goes, you can just say Aníbal. We want to try to do it right.
We want to do it right, though.
And he did it with his thing, and it was beautiful the way he said it. It rolled off.
Romantic.
Right?
If it was a woman, it'd be a 9.
Like, I gave it a rose. You know what I mean? Like, it was that beautiful.
It definitely got the first impression rose, that him saying Aníbal. Mm-hmm. Aníbal.
And there was an R in there somehow that he rolled it. And I was like, wow.
Clap it up for Pat Corbin.
Patty!
10 strikeouts in 4 innings last night to start the ballgame. You know how many pitchers in the history of the playoffs have ever struck out 10 batters in 4 innings? Here's the list. Patrick Corbin. He's the one. Mike Rizzo, boys and girls.
Hey, guys.
Can I not ever take another call about Mike Rizzo not being good at his job, please? Because he's been outstanding since he took this team over. You realize that the Nationals run their operation brilliantly. Now, they got some things they'll clean up. They got some things to do better. Their system is no longer in great shape. They don't have a bunch of future stars. That's what happens when your shortstop and your third baseman and your center fielder and your left fielder are all fringe all-stars who have graduated from your system. They're going to have to churn out some talent in the next couple of years if they're going to keep this thing on course. But what a job he did. You look at the roster construction. I mean, how often is it that you get to the end of an LCS and you look back at how a team is built and you see that there were 8 guys on the roster via trade? In the bullpen, Roenis Elias, who didn't pitch, Tanner Rainey, who pitched 2 great innings, Sean Doolittle, who's been your closer more often than not for a couple of years, and Daniel Hudson, who is now, all acquired via trade. Howie Kendrick, trade piece. Trey Turner, one of the great trades not only in Nats history, but in baseball over the last 10 years. Adam Eaton. You still mad about giving up Lucas Giolito now? How big has he been in these playoffs? And Yan Gomes straight up for a minor league outfielder. I'll take it. Let's get the first call of the morning in. Ned is in D.C. on the fan. What's up, Ned?
Morning, Ned.
Good morning, Grant and Danny. Danny, go Bulldogs.
Sir.
Mike Rizzo, love him. He's put it together. But if you'll bear with me, I have a little ditty. I was thinking, who do I want to play? The Astros from this lofty perch. The Astros or the Yankees? And I thought of this. You've got to have heart, miles and miles and miles of heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You've got to have hope, mustn't sit around and mope. I want those damn Yankees. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Ned. We've had a lot of performances on the show. We've never had a crooner before. That was like very Frankie Blue Eyes.
You just never know where it's going to go.
You don't.
When you go to the World Series, weird stuff happens.
All stops get pulled out. Let's go to Mike in Philadelphia. What's up, Mike? How are you?
Good morning, guys. First off, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Mr. Fraudadelphia.
Happy birthday, Bryce.
Friends.
Let's clap it up for Bryce Harper.
Enjoy it, buddy.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Only 12 more years in Philly. And Dusty Baker might be your manager. That's awesome.
Oh, by the way, all my Phillies friends have been telling me that they don't think the Nats are rivals and they don't care about the Nats, yet they're going apoplectic at the same time this morning.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Over what's happening.
Perfect. It's easy to not care.
The Nationals don't matter to us. Let me just tweet about them and let them live rent-free in my head for a few weeks.
I got a lot of my mentions, bro.
So, real quick, first off, Grant, a couple years ago when we traded from the Phillies, Howie Kendrick, you give credit for saying, you know, he's my guy. This guy is going to make a difference. Trust me. And you know what he did? Last year, I think 2018 when he got hurt is when things really started kind of going downhill for the Nats or started getting really shaky. And so I think, and Danny, you deserve a lot of credit too for a lot of the other calls he made over the years. So not just Grant gets all the credit.
No, I don't mind, dude. I'm wrong constantly. I'm right constantly. None of that matters, dude. All we are is giving our opinions about the baseball team. We can put that aside for a second.
Yeah, we're
celebrating the fact that they're going to the World Series.
Absolutely. To quote a guy that I don't know how many people like him or don't like him anymore, but he's very successful, Colin Cowherd, we write 50 columns a day, basically.
I mean, I told you the Trevor Rosenthal was a great find.
Yeah, I liked the Kyle Bearclaw edition.
What a value giving up international bonus money for Kyle Bearclaw. That's a great move. What the hell ever?
I said, by the way. When they brought in his Drubal Cabrera, he better not start a game over Brian Dozier. 38 games and 40 runs batted in later. He was their second baseman going into the playoffs. By the way, Howie Kendrick hit .344 this year as a career .294 hitter. I like pro hitters who get out of bed hitting .291. I like guys who are put on this planet to put the barrel on the ball.
He squares up baseball.
This is what he does. Howie Kendrick lifts weights, gets tattoos, Talks with more of a country accent than you think.
It's a sneaky country accent.
Goes to country concerts, drives trucks, probably owns guns. He does all that kind of stuff. He's very country. You know what else he does? He puts the barrel on the baseball. He puts the biscuit in the basket, Joe B. Can I get a locker? Can I get a little locker?
Well, it's going to hurt my throat. Hold on one second.
Do what you can. Try. Give me everything you got.
Hold it here. You want to watch Howie Kendrick curveball smacked into the gap, Joe B.
That was tough, but you did it.
It wasn't my best either, but we're persevering.
Today is an empty the tank day. My wife woke me up about 40 minutes after I normally wake up.
Yeah, redline it.
Actually, I got a text from Thom today. Something about the show. I don't remember what it was.
Text and from Thommy. Hold it here.
It's normally right around the time when, like, I'm getting in and I'm, like, talking about the show. And I was like, yeah, I just got out of the shower, so I'll see you at some point. Today is, I got no energy. I said, I'm very happy.
I'm very happy.
I'm very giddy, but I don't know if I got nothing. And you know what she said to me? She said, I had a great line. She goes, this is your empty the tank inning, Max. I loved it.
Oh, my God.
I was like, Allison, you know me so well.
You married the right person.
She goes, you got to go in there, Max, and give me everything you got. This is my strikeout the side slider day. I'll go home and I'll sleep. Me and the French Bulldog, we're not going to see the sun go down tonight because we'll already be long asleep. Tonight's the empty the tank. This is the empty the tank show. 800-636-1067. I don't know if you've heard, but there's a National League champion, and it's the Washington Nationals.
Runners second and third, two out, 5-0 Nationals, bottom of the first. Swing and a fly ball, left field toward the line. Ozuna on the run, can't get there, drops in for a base hit. Scoring is Robles, behind him coming in from second is Gomes on a single to left. Two runs batted in for Trey Turner. Seven runs home here in the bottom of the first inning. They'll all be charged to the starter, Dakota Hudson. With two out of the bottom of the first inning, 10 Nationals have batted. It's Washington 7, St. Louis nothing. Unbelievable.
Let's hear it for Charlie Slows. Charlie, with Bob Carpenter, has been here from the very beginning. Those are two guys you can be happy for today. They predate Ryan Zimmerman in this organization. They brought you on TV and on the radio a lot of great, plenty of bad Nationals moments. They've been here through it all. Happy for Charlie, happy for Dave, as they will be calling World Series games for the first time in their very successful careers.
Really cool, man. Well deserved. There's so many stories like that, right? Like, think of clubhouse guys. Think of some of the ushers, the people that do the work that nobody really ever notices, right?
Sam Mondry Cohen, who is the guy that basically runs the Nats research and development department, who's an assistant general manager. He started with the team when he was 21 years old as an unpaid intern. Got his first job making, I don't know, probably $35,000 a year or something like that when Mike Rizzo took over as general manager. They didn't even have an analytics department at the time.
He was the department.
Now him and Mike DiBartolo and some of those guys behind the scenes over there that work for Rizzo, they're all young. They're all just up-and-coming guys in the front office.
Mm-hmm.
Those types of dudes who have just for years sat around and debated this guy or that guy. Should we pay this player or not? Is this someone that we should invest in? No one ever talks about, knows about, hears about them. They're the faces you see in the background as Rendon is spraying Robles with champagne last night. They're part of the way
sipping on a Bud Heavy, yeah.
This all happens because of guys like that, and they're all easy to feel real happy for today. No, we haven't clapped it up yet for, and we should, and it's regrettable that we haven't. Davey Martinez.
Here we go.
The manager. The guy who should have been fired, Davey Martinez. Weird how when you have all your players healthy, you're a better manager all of a sudden, isn't it? When Yan Gomes isn't hitting cleanup and Wilmer Defoe's not batting second, although you could have your whole team and he could bat second depending on who the manager was.
Oh, thank you.
That's another story
that's
for another day.
That's another debate for another time.
We won't cover that today. This is about winning. This is about fun. By the way, even last night, Wilmer Defoe irked me. Even last night.
Come on.
I'm serious.
What did he do?
He knocked over the champagne bucket.
Did he really?
Everyone in the clubhouse booed him when he did it. Wilmer Defoe knocked over the champagne last night. Of course it was Wilmer Defoe who did it.
Did he think it was a curveball in the dirt? Is that why he did it?
I'm not sure what happened. But there he was, right in the middle of it, getting booed by his teammates. Let's go to Brian in Potomac on Grant and Danny. Hey, buddy.
Brian.
Hey, gentlemen. Thank you so much for taking my call. I hope you'll bear with me. I just wanted to take a moment, share with you something that was very special and personal for me last night. My first Nats game was with my brother and my father after he had just recovered from a surgery for cancer, the same type of cancer that Mark Lerner is currently fighting. He had lost his leg. He had recovered. And I said, Dad, you know, when you're ready, we're going to go catch a Nats game. And sure enough, we went down there in September of 05, saw Zim. And then a year later, his grandson was born. And then in November of 2006, he passed away. 13 years later, flash forward, there I am in section 419 row A with my son, 13 years old now, watching Ted Lerner celebrate his 94th birthday with Mark Lerner by his side, smiling, you know, just as you wouldn't think a thing was wrong with that man. And last night there certainly wasn't. The Lerners really deserve so much credit for having brought and built such a wonderful franchise and having the courage to go with Rizzo and stick with Davey. I'm so glad you just gave him a shout out, because I'm in love with this guy, with what he's done and what he's fought through and the resilience. And to say that I wasn't more than a little bit choked up last night, hugging my son and looking at him and thinking about all the dads that, you know, were there in the park with their kids. It was truly special. And I hope that the MLB and the rest of baseball world takes account of just how loud that stadium was, because my ears are still ringing.
Oh, it was great. The stadium was great. Now, that to me, first of all, the story's touching, and I'm happy for you and your family. That's amazing. The fathers with the sons last night, or the moms with the daughters, right. The moms with their kids, the families at that ballpark, to me, is what the whole thing's about. This fan base is being built from the ground up in its infancy. Now, if you were a kid like me in Virginia and Maryland and D.C., you grew up an Orioles fan because the Nationals didn't exist. They came when I was a junior in high school. They weren't a thing. You're now 13. They've been around your entire life. You're that kid. It's a whole different ballgame now.
Well, I couldn't help but think of my dad, a lifelong Washingtonian, 70 years old this year. And he never saw – he's waited for this. When the team was here, they were terrible, poorly run, and then he lost the Senators. It was heartbroken. And he didn't care about the Orioles. He drove his little snot-nosed kid up to you know, Memorial Stadium and Camden Yards. He never gave a damn about the Orioles, but I loved baseball, and I love Cal Ripken, so he took me to get the fix. This is all we've ever wanted. All we've ever wanted was a team of our own. We went up to a place where we were, frankly, resented because we were from Washington. We were interlopers, and nobody liked us. And then they get mad now that we're not still fans of that same team. And it's fine. Be snarky. Do what you want. He has waited 70 years for this, for a Washington team to go to the World Series. I've waited my whole life for this.
It's been 86 years.
There you go.
1933, the last time a World Series game was played in D.C. Grant and Danny with you on the Fan, taking your calls today at 800-636-1067. We're getting to them as they're coming in. You'll get time to tell us what you're thinking right here on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.